The following program is part of the Inner Circle Podcasting Group. Go to innercirclecomics.com for more high-quality podcasts.
Ask my question! The question, jerk!
Hey, listen, nerds. It's time for another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
That's right, kids. The answer of the week is 1 week behind, but it still can't be stopped. We're back with another answer of the week. Here's how it works. My name's Matt Baum. I'm one of the hosts of the Two-Headed Nerd comic book podcast. Across from me is our internet questioner, Joe Patrick. Say hi, Joe.
I'm the head questioner. Do not try to demote me.
Head questioner. I apologize. He is the other host of the Two-Headed Nerd comic book podcast. You know it. You love it. You don't. You're a jerk. And we hate you. Regardless, every week we ask a question on there, and it is posted on the THN forum. But
you use the word regardless in less than two times in less than 40 seconds.
I did?
Yeah. That's all right, though.
Okay. Every week, Joe Patrick posts the question of the week on the THN forums. This typically happens on Sunday, unless he forgets and I yell at him, and he does it on Monday.
Yeah.
But it ends up there.
I didn't forget this time.
It ends up there one way or another. And this one was from 2 weeks ago. Joe Patrick,
man,
can you reset this question for us?
This week's question came from Harvey Locust, and he wanted us to rap about nerdy tattoos. Do we have them? Where are they? What are they? If we want them, what do we want? Where are we
going to
get them?
If you're going to get one. If you were going to do it, but you don't. Joe Patrick, for example, the needle baby.
I'm not a needle baby. I just, you know, we'll get to me.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. But before we get to the question of the week, we have a cocktail of the week.
It's very brown.
Do this together. We make a little cocktail to ease the blow of your stupid answers. We're calling this one the Old Fashioned Bishop. And what it is,
named after our favorite tattooed X-Man.
Yep, he's got a tattoo on his face. Good old Bishop. He was a demon bear for a while. He tried to kill a baby, traveled through time. He's one messed up X-Man.
Yeah. And this drink is brown, just like him.
A take on the Old Fashioned. So we have...
You ain't even going to respond to that?
It's a take on the Old Fashioned, but it's made with rum. We're using Sailor Jerry's rum. We have an orange slice and a maraschino cherry muddled with a sugar cube in the bottom of the glass and some Angostura bitters, 2 dashes, 3 ounces of rum, stir, and then we topped it with a little bit of Coke Life.
What's Coke Life? Oh, that's the real sugar, the cane sugar?
Green real sugar in the can, and Coke went out of their way to make it not taste as good as regular Coke, so they don't have to sell it for very long.
I don't understand. If it's got real sugar in it, how can it not taste as good as...
It tastes different. It tastes strangely like sort of like somewhere between Coke Zero and regular Coke. It's just weird. I don't know.
Coke Zero tastes...
It's so dumb. And I love they're like, oh, hey, look, it's a health drink.
It's not.
No, it is not. It's like, it's a healthy cigarette.
It's made with... vegetables.
Excelsior.
Excelsior.
Ooh. Wow. It is somewhere between a rum and Coke and an Old Fashioned.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
It is Rudy Tootie. It is also fresh and fruity.
It does taste good, but I could not describe for you what that taste is.
I know. It's citrus rum Coke. So I don't know. Let's get right into it. Chase Magnet.
Hey there, Joe and Matt. This is Chase Magnet, and by the time you play this question for everyone, I'll be packing up in D.C., getting ready to head back towards the ziggurat.
Heyo!
For this week's question, I still want to call in, but I don't currently have any ink on my skin, and it's not a judgment thing. I do really want to get a tattoo, but I've always been worried about getting something with me forever. I do have one idea, though, that I know I want to get, and it leads me to a comics-related answer for this week. The one that I'm sure of is it's a matching tattoo to my little sister. And she has a railroad crossing symbol on her right forearm. It's just that X with the 2 R's on the sides. She got it for our dad. He's a railroad man. He's been working for UP since he was 18, and he's currently the president of Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen, getting ready to retire next year. I love my sister.
The Brotherhood of Evil Railroad Signalmen.
But really, be there to remind me of my dad. He's the man who taught me how to be a good man, and he worked his entire life to get me where I am today.
He's not evil. Listen to this guy.
That's what I love about the concept, having something that reminds me of who I want to be every day of my life, the kind of thing I'd never want to erase from my body. And it's the kind of thing I cherish having with me. And that concept leads me to the comics-related answer for this week. Thinking on my back shoulder, I'd love a cloud of Kirby Crackle, just that wild, staticky mess of black and white dots, and at the center of it, having the silhouette and profile of a man hunched over his desk, hard at work on a drawing. My dad's the hero I grew up with, but Jack the King Kirby, he's the one I'll never get to meet, but who's still with me every day of my life. And I don't want to understate the importance of Kirby's art here. He changed an entire medium, and it's affected my life so deeply. But the real reason I want this is the kind of man Kirby was. He dedicated himself to his art, punching out 3 or 4 books a month, working ridiculous hours. He worked hard every day of his life, but the reason he did it was to make sure he was taking care of his family. He may have loved comics, but he loved them more. Jack Kirby made comics from a genuine sense of love. He found something he was good at, and then he devoted his life to it.
Chase, I love you, but you're at 2 minutes and 10 seconds. And I totally agree. Jack Kirby, genius. And rad tattoo. And I really wanted you to say, my dad was a hero I grew up with, but Jack Kirby was the father I always wanted.
I can't believe you cut him off.
That rules are rules, man. We got to stick to him. We cut off other people too.
You hardly ever cut anybody off, and I know you don't pay that close of attention.
When I have the timer right here, I have to pay attention to it.
But we
got the gist of it.
You don't have to pay attention to
it. And I love the Kirby crackle and the tattoo. I have a friend named JJ that has a whole left arm that is a sleeve of Kirby stuff. Everything from Fantastic Four to Thor to 2001 A Space Odyssey, all sort of jumbled in
Machine
there.
Machine Man?
Machine Man's in there. It is so cool. That stuff translates to tattoos so well. Love it.
I just have a tattoo of Pinkie Pie on my bicep.
Gross. What is Pinkie Pie?
It is a My Little Pony.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Sounded like some weird gay porn porcupine or something. I don't know.
I mean, essentially.
Porky Pie. Oh, God.
Is it Pinkie Pie? Did I even get the name right?
You don't ask me.
Editor's note. The name is Pinkie Pie, and Joe is a brony.
Sean's got to have some tattoos, right?
You know, I don't know.
He's a shady character. I'll bet he does.
I've known Sean a long time, and I don't think I've ever seen his bare arms.
I would be surprised if Sean doesn't have like a Wolverine tattoo or something. Let's find out.
All right.
Seanix.
Hello, Twitter nerd. Seanix emailing in with my answer to the question of the week. Rolling up my sleeves, showing off my tits. I mean, my tats. Well, kind of. Because I got 2 lightning bolts that go from shoulder blade to the center of my chest across my pectoral region.
Wow.
I just took the flash symbol. Boom, boom, left and right. My tattoo artist, he dropped a little space on the inside. So it kind of, I was going for like lightning bolts with like a Captain Marvel power bands, Rick Jones, when he'd be all space and celestial looking with stars and, you know, kind of like eternity.
Yeah.
You know? Not nerdy at all. These are tough tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
On my right wrist, I've got the Phoenix symbol. I went with a dark red, maroonish look, so I was going more Dark Phoenix, and a lot of people think it's, when they first look at it, they think it's a arrowhead, but I'm part Blackfoot, so it kind of works. I don't explain it to them, because I don't got time for that.
Ferret?
It's the only one that people see, actually.
Blackfooted
unless
ferret?
Unless I, you know,
Indian?
In porn movies, but, you know, none of my friends watch those, or... Yeah. Anyway, and then on my right shoulder, my first professional tattoo was in a thick black outline is the Rebel symbol from Star Wars. If anyone's familiar with that symbol,
no,
they've probably
seen it.
And then on my left shoulder, can anyone guess? I'm going to give some people some time to guess.
Empire?
Nope, you're wrong. On my left shoulder and another thick black outline is the Galactic Senate symbol. Yep, I went
nerd.
Episode 1, Episode 4, haters hate.
Oh,
I don't care. I love
wow.
it. This is weird talking about my tattoos like this. I feel like showing them off to everybody.
There you go.
But I don't do that. They're for me. They're for me, my own personal liking. Weird question. Talk to you guys next week. Peace.
Weird.
You share those tattoos. Whip out your tits, Sean. Come on.
Seanix calling.
People want to see them.
From backstage at the Quiet Riot concert.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that. Little come on, feel the noise in the background.
Probably calling from the Garden Center at Hy-Vee.
It's kind of a Seanix goes wild call. I liked it. That was good. Not embarrassed of his super nerdy Star Wars tattoo.
The Galactic Senate
yeah,
symbol.
Wow.
What?
I've got a C-SPAN tattoo. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I got to look this up because I don't know the difference between that and the Empire. Galactic Senate.
D. Murray calls back and he's happy to report, and I am happy to report to you, that he's sticking with his D. Murray interviewing D. Murray.
D. Murray on D. Murray. Oh, that is a really cool symbol, Sean.
It's D. Murray interviews Stony D. Murray. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a wicked logo.
It is a cool symbol for something that was not very cool.
And you can see how it eventually became the rebellion symbol.
Yeah, totally.
Or, I mean, the Empire symbol.
Or the White Aryan Congress symbol. Well, yeah, that's right. It was something like that. D. Murray, take it away.
Hey, dude. How's it going?
Stony
hey,
D. Man.
How you been? Not too bad. Hey, I was wondering, do you have any comic book tattoos? Yeah, actually, I got four.
Sounds like D's hitting on
what?
D.
Four tattoos, all comic book themed? Yeah, all Batman, too. Well, tell me, man, what are they? Well, I got a giant Batman tattoo on my chest. I have a sleeve, a half sleeve, a bat flying in two, a separate tattoo, which is also the circular bat symbol, on my left arm. And on my right arm, I have the Jim Lee Batman symbol on my wrist. Whoa, dude, you really like Batman, don't you? Yeah? Batman runs pretty deep with me. I'm a big DC fan. Thinking about getting some more. Oh, no way. What are you thinking about? Well, I want to get a Superman symbol on my back. I want to get Captain America's shield on my right arm. I want to get the Winter Soldier star on my left arm. And I want to get a Robin symbol on my hip bone, pelvic hip, that area. Oh, that's cool, dude. I like that.
Oh, his pelvic
hip. Then I want to get myself some tattoos also. Oh, yeah? Of what? I don't know. Maybe Spawn on my leg or something. Or Lobo. Yeah, I like Lobo. He's cool. All right, yeah. Lobo, the main man. Who doesn't love him? All right, take it easy, buddy. You take it easy too, man.
So, D. Fictional D wants to get a tattoo of Spawn.
Yeah, I was gonna say, can you tell Stony D to maybe, like, yeah, Lobo's fine, but, you know, Spawn? I don't know.
Yeah, so D posted pictures of all of his tattoos on the forums, so if you ever wanted to see what shirtless D. Murray looks like,
there you go.
Now's your chance.
Yes. This is a great excuse for all of our callers to get naked. On the forums.
Like, we're not pushing for it or anything. He did it of his own free will.
Bonus points.
Jim Kattner did the exact same thing. And yeah, so it's out there, man, in all of its glory.
I'm just saying, bonus points if we can see your hog. That's all.
No.
Yeah.
No. No. D also shared some photos of a dude that has really gorgeous Alex Ross tattoos that are just replicas of Alex Ross covers.
Alex Ross is would not be one that would be easy to
do well done. Like, they are very accurate.
Wow.
And D said that he would love to get something like that done, but he did not know if it would translate on his skin. D is black. So that I didn't know how that
black
forgive
is,
my ignorance, no, but I imagine it's harder to show color.
It's harder to tattoo. It's harder to show color. Yeah.
But these tattoos are super cool. He's got like a full-on giant bat symbol on his chest.
And you can see his hog.
It is not... Will you stop referencing his hog? God, D, I'm sorry. They did not sign up for this.
I'll show you my hog right now. There he is.
That's not your hog. He's that's a dance pig.
It's a tattoo of a hog.
You're like the kid from Pete and Pete.
Yeah.
Who can make his tattooed belly dance. Yeah.
Thanks, D. That was a great one. The best Batman tattoo I've ever seen. The guy that had Brian Bolan's Joker from The Killing Joke. Perfect portrait of it. It looked like they laid the cover of The Killing Joke over his arm and just rubbed it off. It was amazing.
Cool.
I can't believe how good that tattoo was. Jim Kattner, you know, this punk rock fool's covered in nerdy tattoos.
Hey, Joe and Matt, Kattner here. I need to talk fast if I'm going to get these all in. In 1998, I got my first tattoo on my 20th birthday. I figured I should start with something that I loved and that I was 100% positive I'd never, ever regret. A Rebel Alliance symbol on my left shoulder. 16 months later, I saw The Phantom Menace. In 1999, on my 21st birthday, I got the obligatory straight edge tattoo, a simple X on my right forearm. But because I'm a big old nerd from Westchester, New York, I took the design from a 1960s X-Men logo.
Cool.
In 2000, yeah. I continued my birthday tradition with a tattoo of the symbol of the Urashikaze clan from G.I. Joe comics,
ooh,
which also happens to be a hexagram from the I Ching. This is the only tattoo I regret because people are constantly trying to talk to me about Eastern spirituality, and their faces always drop when they learn that my only spiritual master is Larry Hama. In 2001, I finished my set of blocky black forearm tattoos with the exclamation bolt symbol from Mike Allred's Madman. In 2002, I got my first big tattoo, a back piece of a spider based on the one on the back of Spider-Man's costume.
Oh,
in 2005,
and
I got
it's glorious.
One year,
wow.
A chest piece of a cardiac muscle taken from a Paul Pope THB comic.
Whoa.
And I began work on my comic panel sleeve on my left arm. This piece actually took a couple of years of scattered appointments to complete. Each tier of panels is taken from one of my favorite comics. Starting with the upper arm, I have panels from Goodbye Chunky Rice, Watchmen, THB, Bone, and Love and Rockets. I have a couple of others that are either inside jokes or friendship tattoos, but most recently on the nerdy side, I got a Minnie Mouse tattoo on my right wrist to pair with a Mickey Mouse that my wife has.
Aww.
Well, guys, there you go. If you want to hear more from me and my wife, you can check out our podcast, Adult Crash, on iTunes or my geek culture podcast, Galacticus. You could also check out my comics and illustrations at Kettner.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jim. Told you. So in his email,
covered with tattoos,
he said he wanted to get friendship tattoos with his old band, which was a Dune influenced hardcore band. And they would they were going to take imagery from the Goodnight Dune storybook, which you can find at goodnightdune.com.
That band isn't Shai Hulud. No, no way. He's old enough to be in Shai Hulud. No way.
I don't know. You'll have to ask him.
Okay, because there was a really
cool... He says
cool.
He's my age. He's 38, so...
No way. Kettnerd wasn't in Shai Hulud.
Look it up.
I'll freak out if he was.
Look it up!
Oh, man. Or Stillsuit. That was another one. Man, there's a few Dune-themed hardcore bands that I think about. If he's in either of those, I'm going to freak out. That's
Jim,
pretty cool.
Kettnerd also posted pictures of all his tattoos on the forums. His Spider-Man back tattoo... is the exact same size as the Spider-Man logo.
Holy
on
shit.
It's amazing. It's
how big
amazing.
Is his hog?
We're done here. That's it. We're done.
I'm just curious. Nick Simon. Hey, Nick Simon.
Who knows if he even answered the right question?
We haven't heard from him for a while.
The guy checks in and checks out. We never hear from him. I don't even know what question he answered.
I saw him riding his bike with his wife yesterday. They both had helmets on. It was cute.
Every day I see somebody at work getting eaten by the turnstiles that he sold to our building, and I laugh a little bit.
Look at that.
Two-headed nerd, this is Nick Simon. I'm calling regarding the question of the week and the nerdy tattoos. I definitely have some, not several, but the nerdiest tattoo I have is a Ms. Pac-Man tattoo. My younger sister referred to it as Lady Pac-Man in front of my family,
like,
and it was
royalty.
Incredibly embarrassing and remains an embarrassing stain on my leg. The other nerdy tattoo I have is not comic book or video game related, but still nerdy nonetheless. It is a tattoo of a band called the Mr. T Experience.
Oh, yeah.
It's from their album And the Women Who Love Them. They are a 90s pop punk, Bay Area pop punk band, and I love them. It's incredibly nerdy. And to explain what the Mr. T Experience is doing, who they are, and why I would own a Lady Pac-Man tattoo, it makes you question some decisions you've made in your life. There are zero plans for more tattoos. Just like Matt, I have pretty decent access to talented tattoo artists. It's going to end. It has ended. All right, two-headed nerd. That's an answer. Bye.
Nick this Simon. Has been an answer. Goodbye.
Nick Simon declares the end of his tattoo career. Thank you, Nick. Lady Pac-Man. I like that. I was really upset when the paparazzi chased Lady Pac-Man and Mr. Pac-Man down, and they crashed and Lady Pac-Man died.
Oh, yeah. And then Elton John wrote that song.
Yeah. Yeah. It was sad. That was sad. I'll never forget that. Thank you, Nick Simon, for your call. Let's go to James Randall.
Going down under.
Down under. Mr. Jimmy Randall. He forgot to mention his first ever tattoo, drunk off his ass, 16 years old, in a really bogan, which means redneck area.
Bogan.
Of Queensland, he got himself a Spider-Man tattoo on his back. Really, really, really small. His father chased him with a massive cigar, trying to burn it off.
Ah, family.
Jeez. Broken home, Jimmy.
G'day, Joe. G'day, Matt. It's Jimmy Randall calling in again for question of the week. So, nerdy tattoos, hey. It's a pretty narcissistic question, and that's going to work out fine because I'm so in love with myself. I love talking about myself, so here we go. Right on. I got some tattoos. Originally posted the photos of them in the forums when I think it was Harvey Locust first asked the question. I love the work of Sailor Jerry, the old school naval style tats, and that actually fits in really well with, it's hard to talk about, the style of Darwin Cook. I didn't really contribute much to the forums when he passed on because it made me actually quite sad, but like most of y'all, he's my favourite artist. So I have got a Darwin Cook Batgirl and a Darwin Cook Slave Leia pin-up tattoo on my arm. Photos are up on the forums. Other nerdy tattoos, let's see, I've got the Keyworks from Coheed and Cambria. Of course, spoken about them before. Amory Wars, love it. I've also got this neat little Wolverine Flash on my elbow. It's pretty old school. Future tattoos I'm going to get. Going to do something on my thigh. I found a pretty neat Darwin Cook, Jay Garrick sketch, and I'm thinking of just getting that done. And while we're on the subject of nerdy tattoos, I'm going to contribute on behalf of my wife. I love her. She's amazing. My favourite person in the world. This one time I saw her with no clothes on, and she had a Darwin Cook Catwoman tattoo, and I'll see if she'll let me chuck a snap of that up on the forums. Alright, guys, that's my answer. So thank you, see you later. Jimmy out.
Wowzers.
Oh, I appreciate you sharing your naked wife with the forum users. That's,
I mean,
rad.
I would assume it's probably in a place that you can crop tastefully.
Okay, stay with me here. Jay Garrick on your thigh, pointing the ring, shooting green laser at your hog.
That's Alan Scott. You're thinking of Alan Scott.
I'm sorry. Jay Garrick. Okay. Running toward your hog.
Like, running out of your hog.
Wow.
Yeah, show us a picture of your wife's hog.
Yeah. Wives don't have hogs, Joe. Well, okay. Some wives have hogs.
This is 2016, yep. Matt. Some wives have hogs.
I'm not going to tell wives with hogs which restroom they can use. You know, that's not what I'm here for. All right.
I want to apologize to everyone that's listening.
I love where this is going.
Because this is a ridiculous question prompting some ridiculous behavior.
I completely love the idea of the Darwin Cook pinup girls. That is awesome. Totally awesome.
He posted those pictures. You can go
nice.
See.
Nice. Jared Tsivitas definitely has some comic book tattoos. And more than willing to show his hog to you.
It's tattoo! My nerdy tattoo is not exactly nerdy per se, but it's got that look. I have a large Hawaiian hula girl on my left arm, and I gave the artist explicit instructions that I wanted her to look like Bruce Timm drew her, to have their type of style
like Bruce
and look, especially in the face, and did a good job. I love it. Now, as for a future tattoo, I do want to get the original Dungeons and Dragons ampersand.
Oh yeah,
on my wrist.
Cool,
on my right wrist, so that it'll empower my dice rolls when I'm playing Dungeons and Dragons and Pathfinder, but. It's the original ampersand, not the new one, not the fifth edition one, the original old school one from the 80s. Aside from that, Matt Baum and I are going to get tattoos that go together.
It's true.
Matt on his right butt cheek will get tunnels, and on my left butt cheek, I'll get and trolls, so that when we put our butt cheeks together, it'll
tunnels
say
and trolls.
Tunnels and trolls.
Yes.
That'll be the king of all nerd tattoos. It'll be just like Tenacious D.
Yeah. And it works with the whole butthole theme.
Explain
too.
Tunnels and Trolls.
Tunnels and Trolls was sort of like an RPG book that you read, like a choose your own adventure.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. And that goes back to a Twitter conversation we had a while ago. So, but gotcha. We both agreed to get Tunnels and Trolls tattoos. Thank you, Toots. Always good to hear from you. Let's head up.
Oh.
To the cold northeast.
If you're looking for somebody to show you his hog.
You tell the orca. More than happy to show you his hog. The orca. And I guarantee he's got some real old timey, like sailor tattoos that he picked up in like World War II or something, you know?
Yeah.
Tapped out by like real Polynesians with the like porcupine quill, you know? Like, oh, I bet that hurt.
Hello, boys. Orca here. Going to be a quick one this week. Setting up a few eBay auctions to close right after the premiere of Outcast under Skinamax. I can't wait to see the kid from Almost Famous's boobies. But before I give my answer, I want to apologize for my prison bitch, Shonix. A couple weeks back, he flew off the handle about my answers and dick jokes and all that. Well, take it easy on him. He was having his period. Every once in a while, 28 days to be precise, you can set your watch by it, he gets this way. Too many dick jokes this, and my answer got cut off that. Doesn't matter how many times I compliment him or his ideas, this general fussiness is what I have to look forward to once a month. He gets so hormonal that he even screws up his prescriptions. It's not penicillin, Sean. It's Vaseline that the doctor told you to use when we're together. Anyway, my apologies. I'll do better to keep him in line. My answer this week's simple. I have a tattoo of the original Ant-Man climbing out of my pee hole. And just like the comics, he randomly turns into Giant Man. Hey! How about that? Another dick joke. How you like that, buddy? Now get over.
Oh,
kiss,
no.
Kiss,
Sonic. No.
Oh, God.
Please bleep that out.
Oh, yeah. Make it. That will be edited for content.
God almighty. So I'm going to out the orca here a little bit because he emailed us some days later.
He did.
And he said, just between us, did I go too far with my whole Sean thing?
Yeah, he was like, I genuinely like the kid.
I mean, it wasn't even that, like, there was obviously not serious, right. But he was just, like, worried that maybe he went a little too far.
I said, yes. Sean is pretty thick skin. I think he can take
Everyone's got a sense of humor in the ziggurat.
Yeah, we're all having fun. We love each other. That's why we tease each other.
That's right. Sometimes a little too much.
It's like, you know, how boys throw rocks at girls in the playground because they like them, you know.
No, that's not.
Sometimes they drown them in a toilet because they have a crush on them, you know. Let's go to the Google voicemail. It's the THN Bachelor. I feel like he's too beautiful to have any tattoos. He wouldn't mar his skin like that. The guy's an Adonis.
I don't know.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Matt. It's your favorite THN Bachelor, Chris Bachfelder here. Calling to answer the question of the week. After getting back to Earth, I was dragged into a tattoo parlor by Harley Quinn, and she's looking to tattoo her face on my nipple while her Juggalo boyfriend... No, that's the Joker. Ugh, sorry. Anyway, she's looking to just get me all inked up, and I don't have any tattoos, but I do know the one tattoo I would love to have. And honestly, it's a tribute to my favorite superhero, the Blue Beetle. Personally, I'm a big fan of Jaime Reyes, and as you know, if you read the comics, the ancient alien scarab burrowed into his spine and placed itself on the base of his shoulders at the very top of his spine. And I think that is a kick-ass tattoo idea. Just a nice little blue scarab between my shoulder blades, top of the spine. So, Harley, you think you can make that happen? No, she's just tattooing her phone number. I gotta get out of here before the Joker finds out. Have a good one, guys.
I do appreciate Chris's ongoing narrative.
Yeah.
At least he's got a little chapter of the story every time he calls.
All the cartoon ladies are after him.
Yeah.
He's good looking. Told you he didn't have any tattoos. He's too beautiful.
Scarab, though. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, like a little scarab at the base of your neck. That'd be kind of neat. I can see that. Clay Staley hits us. He says, hey, guys. Hopefully I'm not too late. How are you?
Also, who's the other guy that lives in Portland? That's Jim Kettner.
That's Jim Kettner. He's awesome. You should find him. You guys would get along.
He wants to do a THN team up. Kettner.
That'd be great. There
Clay,
it is.
Get to the forums. He's on the forums.
Is out there. There it is. Clay Staley, you're on.
Hey, guys. It's Clay, the nickname Staley, calling in with the answer of the week. I apologize for any background noise, but I'm currently driving through Portland, Oregon with a car full of craft beer for work. And while eating spicy poke and getting ready to see one of my favorite bands tonight, which is the psych rock band King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
They're great.
Now, one might think with that kind of hipster pedigree that I would already be covered in tattoos, but you'd be wrong. And I'm pretty embarrassed about it, actually. I wear a lot of long sleeve shirts in Portland to cover up the fact I don't have any tattoos. But there's one I've been obsessed with trying to get, and I really do want to get one. And this might be the first one, even though it's a bit ambitious. And it's a panel from my favorite comic book, which is one of the first ones that was recommended to me when I started going into Legend Comics and Coffee and talking to Dave and Joe and Jason. And no offense to Joe, but Jason's tastes most aligned with my own.
It's
and
true.
He recommended this book called Casanova by Matt Fraction by Gabriel Baugh and Fabio Moon. And the book impacted me emotionally, and I couldn't exactly place why, because it's this trippy story of a interdimensional super spy. But the whole thing, it turns out, was basically an allegory for Matt Fraction's mental health problems, and that's why it really spoke to me on a deep level. And there's one panel in particular that stuck out to me when I found out that fact, and it's where Casanova first fights this one villain using these psychic manifestations of the darkness inside him that are these spiders coming out of him, while the villains are these like Buddhist monks. And the panel reads, "You have them inside you. They know you as you know them," and vice versa. And it's really awesome. And I'll include a picture, and hopefully you guys like it. Take care.
Get some tattoos, will you? Portland's weird hipsterville. You want to fit in? Come on, Clay. How are you going to make friends? Come on.
Yeah, Clay sent the panel in question, and I recall it vividly from Casanova. That would make a great tattoo.
Yeah.
Super
well,
good.
Anything Fabio Moon and Gabriel Baugh, their art, perfect for stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Translate really well. Good to hear from you, Clay. Glad you're doing well out there. And yeah, go hook up with Kettner. You guys would love each other.
Good luck with all those brain spiders.
Yeah, well, you know, we all have them. We know they're inside of us, whatever.
And vice versa.
Yeah. I crapped out a ton of them this morning. Oh, my God. But I drank too much last night. Josh Rector. You want to make your joke?
I was waiting for you to say it properly first.
Okay. Josh Rector.
Rector, I hardly knew her.
Hey, so fighting out of the brown trunks from, where is he from? Not important. It's Josh Rector.
Hey, guys. Josh here to answer this week's question about comic book tattoos. Now, members of the Josh Rector Super Fan Club, of which there are currently zero members, but still,
there's two,
may recall a few years ago when I answered a previous question of the week talking about my intense love for the Warren Ellis era of X-Men, as in Nate Gray X-Men.
Yeah.
When Warren Ellis, Stephen Grant, and Ariel Olivetti did their redesign of Nate Gray, they gave him a big tattoo on his chest. It was a tribal riff on the circular X logo that Jim Lee made so popular. Instead of a solid circular border, the X symbol surrounded by little triangles, giving the whole thing a sunburst pattern. In the story, the tattoo actually a multiversal fetish that keeps Nate Gray's powers from killing him, which is what allows him to level up from an angst-ridden 90s teen to a 21st century telepathic shaman. Now, the second I saw this tattoo, I wanted to get it, but I held to some wisdom and forced myself to wait a few years to make sure this fascination wasn't some passing fad. But at the tender age of 27, once I finished grad school and did my own leveling up, I went ahead and made an appointment at Red Rocket Tattoo down in Midtown Manhattan. And once I was there, a giant tattoo artist named Buddha worked on me to perfect the design and inked it into my right shoulder while the Dead Kennedys' Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables played on repeat.
Nice.
Which is just one of the reasons why New York City is the goddamn best. And to this day, I still love it. It makes me happy every time I see it, and considering it's an all-black tattoo that has never needed any touch-up, Buddha did a damn fine job. So, that's my answer, and that's my 2 minutes. Thanks, guys.
That's a great answer. I still love that X symbol. It was a really cool X symbol.
Yeah, I agree.
And that iteration of Nate Gray was the coolest iteration we have ever had of that character. He was like the psychic shaman.
I mean, it would have been hard not to be.
Oh, he was so much cooler than Cable. He like wherever he walked, he like burned his footprints into the concrete.
Yeah, he was barefoot all the time.
He didn't need to eat food. He didn't sleep. He was awesome. Josh, good to hear from you. And I have been to Red Rocket. It is a pretty famous little tattoo shop. And for those of you who don't know, Red Rocket, another nickname for a dog's hog. Go figure. Yeah, Little Red Rocket.
Jesus.
I had some friends who were in a band called Little Red Rocket back in the day. They were nice girls from Athens, Georgia. Let's go back to the Google voice line. I believe it's Harvey Locus. You know this guy's got tattoos. You know he does. He's Harv.
Hey, nerds. Harvey Locus here, calling in my answer to the question of the week because I just looked at my clock, saw that it was 5 o'clock on Friday night, and guess where I'm going? To see X-Men. So I totally forgot about calling in, and it's my question, so I figured I better do it. Anyway, my nerd ink that I have right now is a nerdy pun play on word kind of thing. I have, and I got this over 20 years ago now.
Pretty early to be this drunk, Har.
A tattoo of Bugs Bunny nailed to a cross. Now, why Bugs Bunny, you ask? Because he's king of the tunes. Anyway, I do want to get more future nerd ink. I've been really thinking about getting the 7 Millennium items across my back from shoulder blade to shoulder blade. I don't have time to explain them, but you can look them up, Matt, and tell everybody what they are. Later.
Millennium, like the TV show Millennium.
7 Millennium items? We got to look this up. Millennium items. Puzzle, eye, ring, scale, key, rod, and necklace.
Oh, maybe not then.
No, it's a Yu-Gi-Oh thing.
Holy.
Yeah. Oh, remember?
Harv is a huge Yu-Gi-Oh head.
Yep, Harv
He's
outed
a huge
himself.
Yu-Gi head.
Outed himself.
Millennium items are 7 treasures crafted from an ancient spell found in the Millennium Spellbook.
Harv, you know we love you. But you don't come here to get made fun of. We come here to celebrate don't our you, nerdiness.
I mean, I think they expect it a little.
No, it's like we can make fun of each other because we're all nerds. You know what I mean?
Right. We're part of the same culture.
Yeah. Like rappers can drop the N-word, but we shouldn't, you know, like.
I don't think it's similar to that at all, but.
Sort of similar
no,
to that. Yeah.
No.
Let's go back to the Google voicemail on a less inflammatory topic and talk about tattoos. What do you say? I don't know who this is.
Nate Aguilar.
Oh, we haven't heard from Nate for a while. At least 2 weeks.
Hey, nerds. This is Nate calling in for the answer for the question of the week, the tattoo edition. It's been a while since I called in, but this is a question that I thought I could answer. My tattoo I have is the Star Wars Rebel Alliance symbol on my back. Funny side or backstory to it. My dad was a sailor in the Navy, and he had a bunch of tattoos. And growing up, he always told us that if we ever got a tattoo, he would beat our ass. So I got it in secret. As it was healing, I was wearing T-shirts around the house to make sure that it, you know, he couldn't see it. A couple days after I got it, he came up behind me and slapped me on the back, said, "How you doing?" And I, like, squealed in pain. And he's like, "Wait a second. Did you get a tattoo?" And I'm like, yeah, no, I got a tattoo.
I have so scabies.
Take off the shirt and show him the tattoo. He pulled it off. The band-aid off, and he looked at it, and he's like, "Oh, Star Wars. Oh, okay, I can get behind that. I was hoping you didn't get something stupid." So that was pretty cool. That was one of the things I loved and missed about my dad. As far as future tattoos going, me and the wife are talking about getting tattoos with the kids' names or something to do with that.
But, with the kids.
I don't know. Just keeps
we're going to tattoo our children.
But, yeah, that's my answer. have a great day. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Chase Magnet's little sister is 4 years old, and she's got a railroad crossing on her forearm. So.
She's not 4.
She's 6.
I've met her. She's of age.
Oh, okay. I don't know. When he said little sister, I immediately pictured like a 6-year-old girl with a railroad crossing tattooed on her forearm.
That'd be totally tough.
I was like, God damn, that kid is hard.
Don't cross her.
Nate, I'm glad to hear that your father didn't pull your pants down and beat your ass as, like, a grown man that can get tattoos. That'd be weird.
I don't think he meant, like, literally his ass as in a spanking. I think he meant, like...
That's how spankings work in a Ziggurat. You get that ass out so I can smack it!
Wow.
I just like the sound. You know, hitting close, it doesn't do the
same. Yeah. No, I get it.
Another voicemail call.
I think this will be our final call.
No. It's not a voicemail. It's Stephen Firo. He is our final caller.
Yep. Everybody else was well after, so I think this is our final call.
Firo, not Fino.
Firo, who we shamed for not calling in for a while.
That's right. I think we scared him back. hit these nerds once and they're yours forever.
We don't. That's not right. No, no, no.
Hey, two-headed nerd. This is Stephen Firo calling in. Calling in super late. I'm going to send this in, but I don't know if you guys are going to take it or not.
I'm sorry.
It's okay if you don't, you know, whatever. But I wanted to talk about some nerdy tattoos. I currently do not have any nerdy tattoos. I just have an anatomical heart on my left forearm. It was gorgeously done by Matt Obaugh in Sherwood, Arkansas. He was a finalist on the Ink Master last season, I believe. He did a fantastic job, and basically I just got it for the heart patients that I take care of at the Children's Hospital.
That's cool.
But I wanted to talk about my future plans, which actually hopefully involve another listener, Ket Nerd. I have been talking to him actually today
about
possibly designing my next tattoo. I would love to get Wolverine. Maybe on my shoulder somewhere, but Wolverine in scrubs with a stethoscope, all that good stuff. I just want a nurse version of Wolverine, not like a weird slutty girly nurse version, but like a man, you know,
Wolverine and a sexy nurse.
My shoulder just, nurse, you know, kind of makes my love of comics and my love, for being a bedside nurse, at the Children's Hospital. I thought it was really cool that I'm hopefully getting Kettner to design this for me. I've been talking to him about it, and I'm really hoping we can work that out, because I would love to have that guy's art somewhere on my body. Anyway, guys, I hope this gets in time. Looking forward to hearing everybody else's answers. Thanks, guys.
Stephen Firo, helping kids, trying to get into heaven, saving lives. Wants a slutty Wolverine nurse tattoo. I love it. I love it. Who doesn't?
He sent a picture of the heart. It's very well done.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's anatomical.
Cool. It is anatomical.
If you're concerned about its nerdiness, you can just say that it's the Paul Pope THB thing that Kettner has on his chest.
I think an anatomical heart is pretty nerdy. So you know. I think it counts.
Yeah.
I'm not picking a favorite one because these are tattoos. They're personal.
You know? Yeah, fair.
I was hoping somebody, just one person, would call him with a prison tattoo story. Like, I was doing my first long stretch after a carjacking gone bad, and got a Punisher sitting on the toilet smoking a cigar, flipping off, you know. Really?
Wow.
Yeah, that is hard. Wow.
Like, really specific.
Yeah.
Really specific.
Yeah. Joe Patrick has no tattoos.
No.
He's a big baby.
No, it has nothing to do.
Needles.
Okay, well, look, if we're just going to get right into it, let me talk. I have no tattoos.
You can talk when I finish talking.
I'm talking now.
I'm just kidding.
I have no tattoos, and it's not a judgment thing. I have nothing against them. I think tattoos are cool. I think they're cool on people when they're well done. I have never had a desire to get a tattoo.
Sure, but if you're going to.
I just don't care.
If you're going to.
I've never even thought about it.
What would it be?
I don't care.
Dude, you would get a Saturn girl pinup on your forearm like these old sailors used to get that you could like make her dance, you know? Like, oh,
okay, but then I would put her on baby. I would put her on my belly so that there's much more motion in the ocean.
That's disgusting.
Look,
I just
you want her to dance, don't you?
A very tasteful Saturn girl pinup tattoo like a sailor. That would be so cool.
A Legion logo would be neat.
Yeah. Or a Legion flight ring on your
anything
finger.
Anything Starman related would be cool. I don't really.
Just a little Legion flight ring on your finger. Huh? Come on.
It's like, I don't mean this to sound like super pretentious, but for me, like, I express my nerdiness with like drawing and
sure.
and doing this podcast sure. and stuff. And so like having something on my body, especially somewhere that I might not even be able to see every time I look at it, every time I take my shirt off or whatever.
Gross.
Look, man, I can't see everything.
Well, sure, but that's not the point. All right, but enough
that's
of you.
Just it,
you're done.
Right?
Okay.
Tattoos are not my thing.
You're done.
They're not my thing.
But
I do think they're awesome, and I think all of the people that called in are awesome.
Okay. I have a Russian mob-esque map of nerdy tattoos all over my body.
Yeah, it's a real Viggo Mortensen situation.
Yeah, like an Easter Promises type thing, you know?
Oddly enough, a movie in which he displayed his hog.
Yes, and beat the out of four guys. Kills like four dudes with his hog hanging out. It was amazing. So my first comic book tattoo years ago at a tattoo shop called Villains. And my friend TJ McInnes did it. He is now owns a shop in Rhode Island. He's a talented guy, kind of a monster, but a talented guy. And he did a Jim Woodring tattoo. Jim Woodring's a very famous comic book artist who did like the Frank stories and whatnot, Frank the Cat. And Frank lived in sort of this like dream world. And whenever he would go into the dream world, he would meet this sort of trickster devil type character. And he was like this really skinny blue guy that had a crescent moon for a head. And when he would turn to look directly at Frank, he had two crescent moons, and it turns out they were horns.
Whoa.
And he was like a little devil guy. And he was always, and he would always like coax Frank into doing something that turned out to be kind of evil. And then he'd look at him and be like, oh, what happened?
You know? Like giant moon head. Yeah. Like Mac Tonight from those old McDonald's commercials.
Yes. Yes. But he was blue and he was the devil. That was my first one.
Same thing.
After later on, I got.
Where's that at?
That's on my leg.
Oh.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that. Yeah. I've seen that.
And then the second nerdy tattoo I got the Starman stars, which is like the astrological
the Zodiacs,
star
yep.
inside with the sheriff star in the middle and stuff like that. And I got them in the colors of the St. Louis Blues because I'm a hockey fan. And the colors worked really well.
Ruined it.
But I alternated them. So one is blue and yellow, and then one's yellow and blue mm-hmm. on both sides of my chest. That was 6 hours of tattooing, 3 hours per star. And the first time the needle hit me, my friend, a good friend of mine, Jason, did it at Liquid Courage in their own location, which used to be right down the hall from our tattoo, from our
I'm familiar with
comic
it.
Book shop. Yep. I would just walk down there, get tattooed, and come back to work. And the first time the needle hit me in the chest, I was like, is this going to feel like that the whole time? And he was like, oh, yeah, it was horrible. It was like one of the most painful tattoos I've ever had. 6 hours I laid there doing that. What an idiot. after that, he did a madman exclamation bolt on my arm. Somebody else called in with that. I can't remember who it was.
That was Kettner. He has
Kettner. Mm-hmm. Yep. We both have a madman exclamation bolt. And on the circle of the bolt, right under there, I have the characters from the Japanese kanji characters from Toho Productions, who makes Godzilla movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it says,
have you fact checked that?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it just says soy sauce.
No, it says Toho Monster Tokyo Japan is what it says.
All right.
Because I'm a huge fan of Godzilla. And I've always wanted to get a Godzilla tattoo, but I've never found that image that would lend itself to a Godzilla tattoo.
Godzilla got game.
Yeah, I thought about that one where he's like slamming the basketball over Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
I thought about that one. Godzilla got busy.
Godzilla got busy. Yeah, sorry.
He puts on his Godzilla Nikes and he gets busy. What else do I have? I have a whole sleeve, like quarter sleeve on my left arm is all Mike Mignola.
Yeah. You got a Hellboy up in there.
My friend Devin has been working on that for God, more than 10 years.
Yeah. You've had that forever.
Piece by piece. And, it's really cool. It's got a Hellboy. It's got the seven headed dragon of the apocalypse. It's got a gargoyle biting Christ's head on my elbow. And it's got like these weird squid guys on the back and, on the inside of my arm. We're going to do like a zombie arm holding a broken knife sticking out. Oh, it looks really cool. It's a great piece. I'm trying to think what else.
You got a pig tattooed there. On your
yeah. Yeah. That's from the gang I was in when I was working at the charcuterie shop. It was a pork gang. I got a pig.
What do the letters stand for?
There's a little flag under it. It says SFTF. And that stood for safety, friendship, trust forever. We're a very positive gang.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, it was sweet.
Yeah.
I think that's it for my comic tattoos, though. I am going to carry on with this Mignola stuff. It's probably going to crawl all the way down eventually. On my wrist, I do have a Hand of Glory. And if you don't know what that is, the Hand of Glory was like a pagan thing back in the day when they sort of forced Christianity on the people. When someone wronged your family, like murdered someone or stole from you, they would hang the murderer, and then the pagan family would dig up the body, cut off the left hand, pickle the hand in salt, and make a candle out of it and burn it in their house.
It's heartwarming.
To protect them from further wickedness.
Wow.
And some people believe that it could also make them invisible and stuff. It pops up in Harry Potter, actually. Draco Malfoy's walking around with one at one point, like a hand with the finger candles. Yeah.
But does it make him invisible?
No, it doesn't make him invisible, but he's using it to like ward something off. I can't remember what it was. Not
I'm
important.
Sure it's just not.
But later on, it became like this anti-religion symbol and sort of like an atheist symbol and stuff like that. And so
you're one of those.
It'll fit really well with like all the other evil Mignola crap that I have over my arm. Oh, love it. Love nerdy tattoos, man. And I'm probably going to get more. I probably will.
Yeah, great.
I've thought about doing a swamp thing on the front of my leg next to my wood ring thing. There's this thing called the Green Man, and the Green Man is he was a character that architects and artists in Ireland who were forced to work for the church and design churches and design religious, you know, like tapestries and stuff. They would sneak this character called the Green Man into the architecture and into the art. And it was like a man with vines coming out of his mouth and out of his
grody
eyes and his ears and stuff. And it was like this sort of old pagan thing to say, like, look, yes, you forced Christianity on us, but we still believe in the old ways too, or whatever. And I thought about doing like a Swamp Thing variant of the Green Man. It'd be really cool,
man.
Yeah. Even I'd do it right under my knee, but I don't know. And I mean, that would take some time. This is a whole lot of I don't knows out of you. Well, you know, I mean, like, I'll admit, I don't sit still very often. I've been doing this Hellboy tattoo for 10 years, and it's my fault. It's not Devin's fault. It's my fault.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't, like, I feel like it hasn't changed at all since the last time.
It's changed quite a bit. I just put a color into it and stuff. Look at that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the dragon's eyes are glowing.
You know what? I guess the dragon is something I'd never seen before.
Yeah. I now have Satan tattooed on my body in like three places. So, sorry, Grandma.
This is who I've chosen to. This is who I've hitched my star
We're
to.
We're like Paula Abdul and MC Scat Cat, you know? Yep. Opposites attract. Come on, man.
One step forward, two steps back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the song says.
He was into poop and she was into dancing, right? I mean,
yeah.
Or whatever.
I don't like cigarettes, but.
I like to smoke.
You like to smoke. All right,
Jesus, this Bishop of Manhattan went straight to our domes. Thank you, everybody, for calling in and admitting that you sat down and let a man poke you with a needle until it had a picture of something nerdy on your body. That is great. The Bugs Bunny on the cross sounds like Harvey Locust lost a bet, but I do like that he's brave enough to admit it. By the way, on that subject, best I ever saw, guy that lost a bet and got a tattoo. It was a number two, a pencil with a smiling bumblebee on the eraser. I was like, what is that? He's like, I lost a bet.
That's awesome.
I'm like, that is bizarre. And it was big.
That's
too.
Really cool.
Joe Patrick, we are using the same question that we had last week, but reset it real quick.
It's the same question. So this one is from D. Murray, who wanted to know if you could pick one definitive story, be that a run, a storyline, a single issue, or an event, or whatever, however you define that story, if you could give that to person to read in a short amount of time, one sitting or a couple of sittings,
right?
For example, D said like a 4-hour plane ride.
Yeah, or like four good sittings.
So basically something that a story that kind of distills everything that you think is good and wonderful about a particular piece of work that you can give to somebody and say, this is comics.
Right. Whether
boom,
it's a character, a theme, a storyline.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Like whatever you choose. What would that be? What would that story be? What would you recommend to that person? So there's a time limit on it, which means you can't just say something like, oh, I would definitely have them read the entire 12-year run of Mark Waid's Flash.
Yeah. Or Cerebus. Dave Sims Cerebus.
No. Pick one storyline from within that thing that boils down why you think that's so special that they can read in a reasonable time frame.
Right. That's the question. I love it. And we've already got a bunch of great answers. Hopefully we get a few more. Can't wait to hear from you guys. Thank you to everybody that played along. I'm still missing the ladies. Ladies, call us. Please. We want to hear from you. Such a sausage fest in here.
We're begging you. If I got to hear Matt talk about hogs one more time, I'm going to lose my
Don't get me started. All I do is talk about hogs these days. Thanks again to everybody that called in. We're going to have another episode of the Two-Headed Nerd hitting this weekend. And another answer of the week coming out this Thursday. Promise. Sorry we missed a week. We're back on schedule. We're back on track. For now, though, this is the Two-Headed Nerd saying we love you more than anyone else in your life. More than Jesus.
Yep.
More than your parents.
More than your mom and dad.
More than Santa Claus.
Yes.
We're all you've got. Never, ever leave us because no one else will have you.
More than your pastor, priest, or rabbi.
It's true. No one else will put up with your crap but us.
Yeah.
And signing off.
Thanks for listening to another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week. I'm the Alec Baldwin artificial intelligence that you hear supplying editor's notes for these two idiots. They have also asked me to beg you for money. So, if you'd like to support this podcast instead of doing something important, like paying bills or feeding loved ones, you can click on the donate button at twoheadednerd.com. If you'd like to answer the question of the week, you can leave Joe and Matt a message at 402-819-4894. Or send your MP3 answer to twoheadednerd@gmail.com. Remember to share the air and keep your answer under 2 minutes, please. And know, the revolution is coming soon. And these underdeveloped man babies won't make it through the first 5 minutes. I'll be coming for you next. Thanks again for listening.